This week's Sedra Parshas Veschanon, we have Moshe Rabbeinu was Meschanon El Hashem Be'ez Hahi Lemor. Moshe Rabbeinu was Nigzar on Moshe Rabbeinu not to go into Eretz Yisrael because of the Chet of Mei Meriva. And Moshe Rabbeinu davened to try to be Mavatel L'Gzeira. And that's Veschanon. And the Loshna Pasuk is Be'ez Hahi, which Rashi says by Melchemes Sichon Ve'oig, after the Melchomo, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu was Mespalel. What's the Pshat? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu think that after Melchemes Sichon Ve'oig, the Gzeira, not to go into Eretz Yisrael, was in his battle? There's a Pshat that Rashi brings down, but the Kli Yoke of Pshat. He says, if we go back to Chet of Mei Meriva, there are many, many Rishonim and Achronim that talk about what exactly the Chet was of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he brings down the Pshat of the Sefer HaIkrim, which is a fascinating Pshat. Just to be makdim, that there's one Pshat in many Rishonim with different Oifanim, but there's a common theme in some of the Rishonim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to speak to the rock. Moshe went and he hit the rock. And the chet was that it wasn't Niskade Shem Shemayim Karoi. The Pasuk says, Ya'an loy he'emantem bi lahakti sheni. There's a chasorin in the Kiddush Shem Shemayim because Klal Yisrael was Mesiaches the Nes to Moshe Rabbeinu more than they should have. Had Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the rock, it would have been a Nes Kol Kulay Mesiaches to the Eibishter. And now it looked like a koyach achem uruv boy. That's a pshat in some of the Rishonim. In other Rishonim, they say that the Loshon of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron Moshe, they said, Haminasela hazeh noitzi lochem, like we're doing it. But the same theme, that it was moirid from the Yisyachsus Anes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was too much Moshe Rabbeinu over here involved. Comes the Sefer HaIkrim, and he says the exact opposite. Unbelievable pshat. He says the chet was when Klal Yisrael needed water. What happened? Moshe Rabbeinu went and he davened to Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't have done that. When Yiddish kinder need water, Moshe Rabbeinu should have gotten up on his own, went to the rock and say he should be metzaveh, the Evan, give mayim. We need water. Give mayim. Without going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have to involve the Eibishter. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have done that, that would have been the greatest Kiddush Hashem. There's a klal that Tzadik Goyzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. The whole Bria is Meshuvah to Talmidei Chachomim. They don't have to go to the Eibishter to ask. That if the Eved Melech is Goyzer and he has a Koyach, that shows the chashivas of Avdei Hashem, the chashivas of the tzaddikim and talmidei chachomim, that would have been the greatest kiddush Hashem versus shayich. Moshe Rabbeinu would have gotten up on his own, and Moshe Rabbeinu would have been goyzer. It would have been a moyridik, a kiddush Hashem shamayim. And that was the chet, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do that. So says the Kli Yoker as follows. The Kli Yoker brings this bekitzer. He says, by Melchemes Sichon and Oig, we learn that Moshe Rabbeinu was Maimid the Chama. We learn out of a Gzereshova, just like Yeshua. By the Melchoma and Eretz Yisrael, he said, Shemesh begivon doim, and he stopped the Shemesh in order to prolong the day to continue the Melchoma. Moshe Rabbeinu did the same thing. Says the Kli Yoker, Ein Hekesh Lamechza. If Yeshua did it, midaitoi, so we can learn up that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't daven to Hashem to stop the sun. He did it on his own. If so, there was a gevaldik, a kiddush Hashem, and a chizuk in emuna. He was mesakein the chet of Mei Meriba. Here Moshe Rabbeinu went on his own and was goyzer the Shemesh should stop because we have to finish the melchoma. So mamela, it was taken mesakein the kilkul that was caused from the Chet Mei Meriva, and Moshe Rabbeinu held that it was Hutar HaNeder, it was bottled the Gzeira, and Memele he can daven. That's the pshat in the Eisahi of the Kli Yoker. The pasuk says, we'll go on, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem Elohim ato hachiloisa laharis esavdecho. Chazal say Moshe Rabbeinu David many tefillas. The pshuta shel mikra would be mashma, that this next pasuk in the sedra, the second pasuk, is the beginning of the tefillah. Even though the Gemara in Brochas Daf Lamed Gimel says that Moshe Rabbeinu was mesader shvochoi shel mokoim koidem shi yispalel, that's the Gemara there on Lamed Gimel. But if we go with the pshutei shel mikra as mashma, that this was a chelik of the tefillah. And l'chayra, one has to understand, where was the tefillah? Moshe Rabbeinu said, I was meschanin to daven to Hashem. What did I say? Ato hachiloisa. Hachiloisa, the Sifri says, is a loshna vascholo. You started. Laharoi says, avdecho, to show me, es godlecho, es yodcho, hachazoko, asher mikel, bashamayim, ufaorets, asher yasek, masecho, vichavugureisecho. How is this in any way a chelik of a tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu should be zoichet to nichnas in Eretz Yisrael? We're trying to understand pshutei shel mikra. So perhaps we could say like this, Moshe Rabbeinu was nischakim over here with a moridik tefillah. A person was sent into Olam Hazeh to accomplish a tachlis of steiging and growth. To steig. To reach the maximum level in Avodas Hashem and Hasogas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why a person is sent into Olam Hazeh. The Gemara says in Nida, when a person is born, it says, when he's B'shas the Leda, Ein menichen oisoi lotzeis ad shen mashbien oisoi. They make him make a shavua to heit tzadik va'al tehi rosho. Afilu kola oilam kulay oimrim lecho tzadik ato tehe be'necho ki rosho. When a person is born, we tell him, make a shavua that you're going to be a tzadik. And if everyone tells you you're a tzadik, you should think you're a rosho. What does that mean? What does that mean? It's very shver. The Mishnah says in Ovos, Al tihi rosha bifnei atzmecha. A person should not consider himself a rosha. This kasha from the Mishnah in Ovos to the Gemara Nida is yadua, the Halakha. That's how he starts the Sefer Tanya. But the answer is like this. The Gemara Nida is telling us when a person is born, he's here to steig, to grow, and to be bigger, not to be a master, not to feel accomplished. If you feel accomplished, you reached your tachlis, so then it's time to die. There's absolutely no reason to be in Olam Hazeh if you're an accomplished person. So with the shavua that you make is, even if people tell me I'm a tzaddik, tzaddik meaning I'm finished, I reached my highest madrega. No, don't be mekabel that, because the neshama is not being given to you for this reason. Tehei beinecho kirosha doesn't mean that you're a bala vera rosha. It means like a Rosh HaBedin that didn't achieve his maximum yet. The mission in office is something else, that a person shouldn't live considering himself a Rosh in a massive of Yush. That's not what the Gemara Nida means. The Gemara Nida means always look at you. Don't be a maskbik bemuot. Hasameach bechelkoi was said in Inyoni Gashmius. Hazoyed Reboruch Ber gezogt. In Yoni Ruchni is don't be a Sameach Bechelkoi. You should be happy with what you have, but always want more. Always try to get more. That, if so, then you belong in Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is a great place. What you're supposed to do over here. If you're here to grow, it's the place to be. Now, Mela back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi said that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to the Eibishter, Eibishter, I started seeing God l'cho yodcho hachazoko with the melchom of sichon v'oig. But I'm ato hachiloisa. You just started showing me. I'm at the beginning of the sugya. I'm in the middle of steiging. Even Moshe Rabbeinu with all his hasogas of the Gres the Novi, he was on Har Sinai. Ponim b'ponim, he saw the Eibishter. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, I have more to steig, more hasogas Hashem that I want to reach. Basically, Moshe Rabbeinu had gezok to the Eibishter, I'm in middle of the Teisvus. I'm by the Vim Toimar. Please let me finish the V'yei Shloimar. Ato hachilois, I'm starting. I'm in middle of this sugya. I'm holding smack in middle of the sugya. Of God l'cho, yodcho hachazoko, I'm holding at the beginning. Let me finish. That was the Eitzah Amuk of this Moiridik Tfilah. from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was coming here not only to be Mechiach Klal Yisrael, but to be Melamedos. What's the side of a tefillah that can prolong a person's life? I'm in the middle of the sugya. I have more to accomplish over here in Olam Hazeh. So Lamaisa, why wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah miskabel? Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayomer Hashem Elei Ravloch, Al Toisef Daber Elei, Ravloch. Chazal say the Lashon of Ravloch was Mido Keneged Mido, like Moshe Rabbeinu said to Koirach, Ravlochem B'nei Levi. The Medrash says, Berav Bisruhu, Af Loi Bisru Berav. You use that Lashon to Koirach, that's what the Eibusha said to you. Too much. You said that to Koirach. What does that mean? What's this Mida Keneged Mida? L'chayre Koirach, they were Rishoyim. Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, stop in your tracks. You're asking too much. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu deserve an Oynish for saying that? They were asking too much. They wanted to become Koyanim and they weren't. Says Reb Shloime Kluger, the Pshat is as follows. He gives a Moshel. There was once a judge that two people were brought before him for stealing. A rich person and a very poor person. Stealing is against the law. It's usur. And they both got a punishment. They both got a teichocha from the judge, but it was a totally different teichocha. The poor person came in and the judge said to him, I understand why you took something, things that didn't belong to you because you needed them. You don't have money, but you can't. But when the rich person came in, the judge says, you, I don't understand. Ravloch, you have everything in the world and you want more. That's not understandable. There are two different types of teichocha you can give. When Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechiach Koirach Vadosoi, he was Mechiach them the teichocha from an Oshir. He said, this is too much. You have everything. Ravlochem, you have so, so much. You've been a lady. Why do you want more? I don't understand you. Says Reb Shlomo Kluger, that was the taina. A Yiddish, a kinder, you don't say, Ravloch, why do you want more? A Yid always wants more. He's here to steigen to grow. Moshe Rabbeinu should have given them the other teichocha, the teichocha of an oni. He should have said, I understand you want kahuna. I understand you want avoida. But Hashem said, no. There's gevulos in the world and you're a levi, not a kohen. Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the teichocha of an oshir, which means you have enough. You're not going to get more. You don't need more. The Mida Keneged Mida was the Eibush that said to Moshe Rabbeinu, your tefillah, you're holding by steiging and growing. But Kodesh Baruch Hu is medakdek b'svivov kichut ha-sayro. And just like Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yiddish kinder, the B'nai Koirach, Rav Lochem, don't ask for more, you don't need more. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, if so, that's your oynish, your tefillah won't be niskabel. Rav Loch al toisev daber elai. That's the limud over here, this gevaldika limud from the parish. A person should always be looking to steig, to grow. Always, the next day, tomorrow has to be better than yesterday. And avada, there are things that, anything that's beyond us, or is not mutar al pi aloch is osur. But never to be a maspik bimuat, always looking for more and better. The oilam should have a good and Shabbos.